Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Ladies and gentlemen of the GED class, I have one piece of advice for you.
Let's work it.
Oh, this seems like it'd be a great place to work. But I didn't go to college.
This is a very special day because I like to give fans what they want.
That's right. Right.
And we only got a couple people we have to keep happy. Yeah. So somebody reached out and said they wanted to hear more collabs from us because we've had a fair share of people on, but not everybody. And somebody wanted to hear from someone in this office that we love, but we've never talked to you on this podcast, JC. So, hey, JC.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. So that right there was for our buddy, Omar Salazar. I hope I said that right. Does that even sound like I said it close to being correct, Salazar?
I haven't seen the lettering spelling.
But thanks, JC. Yeah, I should have asked our fellow Mexican before he walked out. But anyway, that was for Omar. He wrote us and said he would like to hear more collabs. But we'll have more with JC at another time. We just didn't have anything planned for him right now. And he was walking out the door. And I have no shame. I stopped him before he walked out of the door. He had his backpack on.
Hey!
Yeah.
You stop right there, mister.
He's walking out and I said, hold up, JC, hold up.
He was wide-eyed. He's like, oh my God, what's going on?
Well, because it's hard to have a relationship with people sometimes whenever you're in the position that I'm in, which is I need stuff from you.
You're always
professionally.
You're always asking for stuff.
Yeah. So I come in the room and they're like, oh, by the way, I'll do this and this for you and I'll have this and I'll have this. And I'm like, cool. But we're friends. Like, I'm having a good day. Are you having a good day?
Right, but also in reverse, like, they only talk to you if they're clarifying something through work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, let's chat it up about the fun we had this weekend.
Yeah. So whenever I walk in here and I'm like, hold up, JC. He's like, ah, crap. What do you need from me now? I need a podcast shout out from you. So that's it. So he was relieved. But that is a little bit rude to stop somebody on the way out the door. People have done that to
us
before.
Yes, they have. And it,
or on the way to the bathroom. You don't know what I have to do. What if I'm having an emergency in my pants right now and you're stopping me from going to the bathroom to tell me something that's not important right now?
But not with the both of us. I mean, I still don't want him stopping me, but I said him.
I didn't mean I was going to poop myself. I was saying, what if I have a situation going on down? Yeah. Uh-huh. You don't know. Don't be stopping a woman from going to the bathroom. Don't be stopping anybody from going to the bathroom. People have baby bladders. They have needs, urgencies.
I mean, you can hit them up by email. If they're walking out the door,
send them 20 emails. It doesn't matter. CC Russ. I do have to tell you one more thing that Omar said. This is in reference to a couple podcasts ago whenever we were talking about, maybe it was the last pod, I don't know. Whenever we were talking about going to the concert, how we went to BFD, and you were very underwhelmed by In This Moment, and you thought that the lyrics of the song was what?
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
That's initially why Omar wrote us on the socials, was because he was like, dude, I was there too, and I thought the exact same thing.
I'm so glad to hear that. I was like, what is this?
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's my work week podner and weekend partner. Lacey is the perfect date, and I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky to have gotten so much extra time with her. I can't read my own letters.
We did have a fabulous weekend, and actually talking about stopping JC and asking too much, I invited us to go out to his house this last weekend.
Maybe he was afraid to invite him over again.
I think I have no shame. I can't take credit for everything, but I can take credit for this. I made sure that my girl got to enjoy National Picnic Day, so I can't wait to see what she has in store for me in this Monty Nance's day. My co-host that is prepared for this moment has a name, and she is
Amy Nichols.
Where at, Amy? You want to hear it now? Do you have, is it physical?
Well,
is it emotional? Do you have something for me? Because I thought I was setting you up.
Okay, so you remember when I found my name on a Coca-Cola bottle.
On National Amy Day. It was super lame.
No,
it was not a big deal at all.
Stop it.
Okay.
It was a big deal. So yesterday, out of nowhere, I wrote a cheese song And I found out today is National Cheese Day, so I'm so prepared.
So you wrote a song about cheese.
Yeah. I was just like, I was like doing the dishes and making dinner. And we were talking about how down we are. I was like, oh my gosh, my kitchen's so freaking hot. I hate this. I'm in hell. And then I started like trying to lift myself up with cheese.
Uh-huh.
Cheese was the answer to everything. And I made a song about it. Are you ready?
But you didn't bring any actual cheese?
Oh no.
We're not going to sample cheese?
Well, no, I'm sorry. No, it was more of a like, this is so coincidental. Not
it
like,
is.
Hey, I'm prepared. It's just like, oh, that's why I referenced the Coca-Cola bottle.
And I'm not upset because I had no idea today was National Cheese Day.
I just found out.
Yeah. But then I texted Jeremy and I'm like, ooh, it's National Cheese Day. And I've gotten zero response from him either. So if I go home and there's no cheese.
Oh, dear.
It doesn't even have to be street cheese. It can be reg cheese. Anything but American cheese. No American cheese. Get out of here. No Cheese Whiz. He was eating Cheese Whiz at the neighbor's house the other day.
Really?
I was like, how hungry are you?
I'm not a fan of Cheese Whiz.
Mm-mm. I need some for real cheese. Kinsey? Whenever we went to JC's house the other day that I invited ourselves over for, she had some nice cheese laying out.
She did.
Just saying.
I ate some.
Well, I can't believe that you're prepared for this. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, well, so you just threw together that picnic, so it doesn't really count with your orange and your mama's potato salad.
It's not more prepared. It's just coincidental. And I thought I'd share it. I mean, why the heck not, right?
All right.
Okay, so.
Should I hum?
No. You get fired from your job. Cheese is always there. Your husband leaves you. Cheese is there. Your mom dies. Cheese is there. Okay, this is the second verse.
Okay.
You lose your car keys. Cheese is always there.
Woo!
Your house burns down. Cheese is there.
Yes.
Grandma gets run over. Cheese is there.
Cheese is there.
Now that I think about it, this is like kind of diminishing people's like heavy things in their lives. That's not the meaning of this song. I was just like trying to uplift myself, like I'm in a stupid kitchen that's on fire. Whatever. So I was just like trying to uplift, like, but there's cheese on the meal. So it's like, okay. That's how it got developed.
And it's better to drown your sorrows in cheese than it is alcohol or drugs.
Yeah.
It's the safer bet.
So anyways, that's my stupid cheese song.
Well, I really, really approve of your cheese song and I'm honored. I'm very honored that you chose to share your cheese song with me on National Cheese Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rather than a charcuterie board. Did I say the word right?
I have no idea. I know that it's a special word.
Charcuterie.
For,
whatever.
For cheese.
Cheese and meat.
I don't use it.
It's just a fancy Lunchable is all that it is with better meat and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Still, Lunchables are legit.
Yeah. I bought some yesterday.
Mm. Pretty darn delicious. So, I just got whispered in my ear about a cheese board. Alicia, I think that Alicia wants to go get a cheese board after the podcast. Okay, she's confusing me. I can't do this. I can't. Voices in my head. I'm so confused.
Is she still going?
They're doing a podcast crossover in my ear. Now I understand why Kelly can't do this.
Oh my God, tell them to stop. Can they hear you?
They can't. They can only talk to me.
Oh.
Because I'm in control.
But
I'm in control right here.
But can they hear you? Like if you're like, stop talking to me in my ear, can they hear that?
They just let me pass the headphones to Amy. Okay, stop, y'all. I can't. So there might be cheese things happening afterwards.
Yay!
We shall see.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Don't forget to listen to On Cloud Wine. They talk about all kind of stuff, including cheese and hopefully a really awkward situation that happened with Anna this weekend. I'm thinking that's going to come up.
I'm sure.
There was some debauchery going on.
I don't know. I'm very accepting for people. I understand them. And unless it's like, I don't know.
I don't know whose side you're taking in this, and we're not going to talk about it because they're talking about it on their podcast. But if you are pro Anna, I'm pro Alicia, and I will come all over you, girl. That just did not come out right at all. But I will come for you.
I don't think I would. I think I'm in the middle.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm pro Anna, but I think I'm in the middle. I understand both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poorly choice words on my part, but it's fine.
That's all good.
We're powering through. But we did have a super exciting weekend. we had Kelly Raspberry's 25th anniversary with the show, which is,
huge, I know,
huge deal.
I mean, there are people that work here who aren't even 25 yet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you have to think about how risky the radio industry is.
Yeah.
All the people that I started with working in radio, majority of them are not in radio anymore. And those were people that I looked up to and wanted to be and worked and interned for. And they're not in the industry.
And Kelly.
And I thought they were fantastic.
Kelly's the best of the best.
Yes.
Like, this is Kelly and the rest.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah. So,
oh, sorry, JC. Thank you for coming on the podcast for the same time. You have done a fantastic job. But we had Kelly's 25th anniversary, which came with a pate.
Open bar pate.
But before that, we had some time to kill.
I know.
So.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Can I venture out to say I popped a cherry of yours? And I've been wanting to pop this cherry for a while.
You have.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you did. I was so a little nervous because we went and rode scooters.
Yes.
It was the electric scooters downtown Dallas. And it was, I was wearing flip-flops. I don't know. I was a little nervous, but it was fine. I was totally fine.
It was so much fun. So we went and killed some time over at a friend's house up the road. And then all of us piled in the car and went to go hunt these scooters. Because the only thing that sucks is they're only here in Dallas. You and I do not live in Dallas.
Mm-mm.
And you have to go on the app and hunt them. And last time I found them in a different district. So we went down to that district to go find them. They weren't there. Well, I'm glad they weren't because we went to this new area.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the scooters everywhere, and they had this lovely trail and bridge that you could go on, and it was perfect. And you were a little scared, and I was trying to mommy you for a little bit because I'm hauling butt, and by hauling butt, I mean I'm going 11 miles an hour on this scooter. But I kept, Amy,
I just wanted
are you there?
I just wanted to be cautious. Not like
sure.
I'm a big like chicken or anything. I just wanted to make sure that I had it down before I got out of control.
Oh, I'm super cautious.
Yeah.
I've broken my foot onto my face before. I'm not trying to do that to you. Jeremy and I survived that. I don't know if you and I could survive that.
Oh, my goodness. You got so mad at me when I said I don't know if we could survive something before. And now you're saying
I meant,
the exact same thing.
I meant you would no longer have me in your life if I broke my foot on your face. Not vice versa. I wouldn't end things with you. You would end things with me.
What if I broke?
You can't break up with me. I'm breaking up with you first.
Okay.
So we went and rode scooters and it was fantastic. I was pretty cautious at first. I was still cautious because there were some big hills.
Oh, you did it so good.
To go down. So I was really cautious too. But what really amazed me, we went up and down this bridge at Trinity Grove a handful of times. And then our friend giggled and was like, hey, did you notice? Did you notice? And I'm like, what? Because there's, what is it, like brake marks all over? Plus,
there was a lot of brake marks and there was, that's mostly what I saw.
Yeah. But there's also like pen or graffiti or I don't know how they got there.
I don't think it was like straight up graffiti, but it was like some drawings that weren't supposed to be there. I guess it's considered graffiti. I don't know.
So the entire bridge is covered in all these different marks. And there were four of us. Three of us noticed. One of us did not. And me, out of all people, did not notice. And I don't know how.
There are penises.
There were penises all over the
all
bridge.
All over.
And they were different shapes,
sizes.
They were everywhere. It was just, and then once I saw them, I could not see them.
Yep.
But I was just trying so hard to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and that I'm going right. And because you could hurt yourself on these scooters. You're not going that fast, but you're also not wearing a helmet. So, yeah. I mean, if you fall, something could happen. So I'm just more or less like, don't do anything stupid and don't die. And I'm looking at the ground just to make sure I'm not falling on there. But yeah, somebody like littered penises everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all you could see.
Yeah. Except for you.
Yeah.
You
can
see them.
Yeah, I could not see them at first.
That was brought to your attention.
And then after that fun, went back to the house, got ready. Alicia came over mm-hmm. from On Cloud Wine, the, you know, little hottie Barbie who's been whispering in my ear trying to mess me up on this podcast, which she looked
phenomenal.
She looked like a Barbie.
She did.
She really did. She looked fantastic. I made her, I didn't make her, asked her.
We were all wearing black and she's in this bright pink dress and she's just standing with her arms folded. She's so mad. You're all wearing black.
She like, Anna didn't. Anna was wearing red. But anyway,
well,
they all looked fantastic. But I asked Alicia to do my makeup, and she did, which was great. But she put eyeliner on me. And if you wear eyeliner once, like, you wear it for the rest of the week. I came home the next day. I washed my face, scrubbed my eyes, came out of the shower. I still had eyeliner on everywhere. And then I cleaned it up again.
I didn't think you could with your eyelashes.
I can.
Wash your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I can still do regular stuff. I'm just not supposed to be harsh on them.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, we all got ready. Then we headed out to the Kelly Raspberry party.
Yes. It was so much fun. It was hot, but the cool drinks were there to help us out.
Open bar. So did you have anything awkward happen while you were at the party or anything notable at all?
Well, I wish that I didn't ruin pictures every time. But other than that, I did lick someone's face. In honor of my husband, Josh, I did lick someone's face. And I don't know if that's considered weird. Maybe the normal person would. But it's kind of an inside joke. So
yeah. And it was intentional.
It.
You weren't drunk licking on a face like, ooh, let me do this.
No.
Yeah. It was intentional.
The awkward hug, but I'm not a super physical person. So, but I mean, it was just here and there. Just some conversation. Maybe you don't have long conversations with people as often as you should. And then you're there.
So I'm not trying to steal your awkward title. I'm not. But I was awkward AF while we were there.
With who? Did I miss it?
There were several. One was with White Cheddar's wife.
I do remember this now.
She's Melissa. She used to be my life coach. And her and I kept in contact with each other. We send each other emails and then kind of fell off from there. Well, we were sending each other emails and I just felt like it wasn't going anywhere. We were trying to, let's meet up for lunch sometime. Let's do this session. Let's do this. But it was never a time.
It was we should do that. And then nothing's ever scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of trailed off from that. And she said something like, well, you never responded to my email. And I was like, I get it. If you don't want to go to lunch, like, it's not a big deal. And then I go, oh, hold on. What? You're being sarcastic, right? And she's like, no. Oh, because you never responded to my emails, so that's why I stopped. So that was awkward, because I thought she was just playing with me, like, yeah, too busy to respond to an email. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess. No. I still hope to meet up with her, but I did feel bad, because now she thinks I'm a flake, but same, because I think you kind of a flake, too. But I mean, it's fine. Our relationship is what it is. I'm not upset about it.
And if you'll feel the same way, then equal.
Yeah.
Then sure, okay.
So that was an awkward exchange. I had an awkward exchange with Trey's fiance, Kara, because we were sitting at the table and then we were going to go up and go take a picture together. And then some girls wandered off. And then while we're waiting on everybody to get back together, we realized it was never going to happen. So I go and I sit back down at that same table.
But you had already said goodbye.
Yeah.
You had made your goodbyes and you're still there.
Yeah. So that was awkward. Straight up called me out for it. But I was like, I didn't mean like goodbye for the night. I just meant like, bye. I got stuff to do. Bye. But the most awkward of all happened soon as we walked in the door. We pull up in our Uber. And first off, I'm acting like a kid who hasn't seen Kelly Raspberry in a long time. We worked together earlier that day. It's been a couple hours. We pull up in our Uber and I'm knocking on the window, waving at Kelly. She's walking in. Kelly!
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice this at all.
Yeah. So she heard the knock and turned around, you know, hey, but she can't see who it is.
Wait, through her Uber card window or
through
the restaurant?
Our window.
Oh.
She's walking in with Alan, with her husband, Alan.
I do remember that.
Yeah. And then as soon as we walk in, Kelly and Alan have been doing this weight loss program called Red Mountain Weight Loss. And both of them have lost so much weight.
They look fantastic.
They look really, really good. And so I walk in, and I don't even know why I do this. I walk in, and I walk up to Alan.
You're trying to give a compliment.
Sure.
It's nice.
And I pointed at Alan all up and down, and I said, I want some of all of this, while I point him up and down, head to toe. I want all of this. And then I go, oh, and by this, I mean Red Mountain Weight Loss. Like, how does that sound if I'm sitting here like, ooh? Boy, you looking so good.
Yeah, is Kelly right beside him?
Kelly didn't even give me a second.
Okay.
It it didn't matter. I made it awkward because probably just would have been a laugh and like, oh, yeah, so we lost some weight and you should go sometime.
Yeah, but you have to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, but then I'm the one who's like, ooh, I didn't mean it like that. So I'm just talking about your weight loss and that was weird and this is awkward you're and now so, I don't know what to
no,
do.
You're so likable. I bet he didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he didn't mention it again, but it made me feel really, really stupid because
it would have definitely been more awkward if it came from me because I'm not as likable.
But then I don't know how to end it. Then I just like have to keep swimming and paddling. And I'm like, oh, but I meant this and da-da-da.
Swimming.
Like doggy paddling, like keeping afloat.
Digging a hole.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I make everything awkward. Even my analogies are awkward. I don't know. There was a very special moment that happened, though, at the party. I finally got to reconnect with my long-lost soulmate, podcast soulmate, Cappy.
Oh, yeah. We need to do a collaboration with them. Fat Guy Handbook.
Yes. So Cappy only came in one time. Cappy's Fat Guy Handbook with White Cheddar. He only came in one time.
Not for the podcast, just into work, the studio, and we visited with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at explaining things.
It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
So he came in one time to work and talked to me about Pompeii. And he explained Pompeii to me in a way that nobody ever has before. Now it makes sense. I went to Pompeii and I'm like, I don't get you. I don't even know what happened here. I know what happened, but how did they preserve people? And why aren't there just bones on the bottom of the ground? I don't know.
The science part of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he explained it to me. And ever since then, I was like, he's a teacher. This dude is genius, and I need his number because I have questions for him. So what if I need to ask him? You remember back in the day, like one of the first search engines? I'm going to say first. I'm like you. I'm making up my own statistics.
Ask Jeeves?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to dial a Cappy.
Yeah, okay. He's your lifeline.
So I see Cappy, and I run up to him, and I tell him everything I've ever felt for him before in my life. I mean, it's like he walks in, and I'm just, Cappy, so I think you're smart, and I really want your phone number, and Robert hasn't given it to me. And I mean, I just probably went on, run on sentence for like 3 minutes. And he was like, cool, here's my number. So I got his number.
Wow, congratulations.
But then I can't abuse it. Like, I wanted to think of something witty and funny to ask him before then, but I can't abuse it.
Has to be important.
Yeah.
A good start, and you don't want him to block you. I mean, he could block you. So,
girl, we are really sure he could, but we're a lot better than that. We bonded so hard that him and his wife came and sat with me later.
Us.
Were you there too?
I was there.
Oh, dang it.
Golly.
Oh, I was going to say, and then I had to tap out. There was other stuff going on and I'm like, well, I got to go. Then that conversation was just like a little awkwardly long, but
that's great.
I did have a question that was pondering me this morning.
To ask Cappy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So I'm driving in this morning and we get to work so early. It's still dark out. And that's how I knew a couple weeks ago that I had overslept because I woke up to sunlight and I'm like, ah, crap. This is not good. Well, I'm driving into work this morning. And what is that I see in the distance? Sun? Hmm? Why do I see sunlight right now? I had to double check my phone. I had to check the clock on my car. I'm like, is nobody's called me? I know Amy's going to call me. Amy will blow my phone up and cover my absence for a good 20 minutes.
That's right. I will.
Yeah. So what is going on? So at 5:47 a.m.
You texted him?
I said, the sun was coming up on the way to work. Why? I normally don't see sunlight on the way to work. Does the world naturally adjust during the summer without a time change? Or is it the world just effing with parents since kids are home for the summer, giving them more hours to complain about being bored? And he said, it's because the planet spins on an angle and it's positive relative. Hold on. No. It's because this. Cappy, can you also read this text? It's because the planet spins on an angle and its position relative to the sun this time of year changes from winter and causes earlier sunrises and later sunsets, even without clock adjustments. It's why Alaska sees almost 24 hours a day of light in the summer. The southern hemisphere sees long days and summer during what we can winter. I don't know if I said that wrong. The southern hemisphere sees long days and summer during weekend winner. Okay, that was him. Does that make sense? I should have said no.
No response. Well,
and I said, love it. Thank you for your expertise, which I don't know. Then so, I was like,
so this is information you did not know?
Did you know that?
Yeah, you learned it in school.
When?
Elementary.
Oh, well, I would skip that class.
Won't pay attention.
I was in counseling during that class, I guess. And then I said, also, what did you think of Amy at the party?
Oh, no. Don't say anything bad. Don't say what I said. That was bad.
He said, Amy seemed crotchety and to the point. I love that.
Is that really what he said? Yes. Crap.
Crotchety and to the point. Because you did say that you went off. Oh, I'm not going to. Okay. But you just kind of went off on your own tangent with him.
I did. Whoops. Sorry. I'll try to be better.
So I thought that was funny. I'm very glad that I have a Cappy in my life now that I can ask him questions. Were you not curious whenever you saw the sign coming up this morning?
No, well, I've noticed it the last several mornings, if not weeks. I don't know.
Must be so great.
And Amy. It's just what happens.
Wow.
When you get more into summer, you get more sunlight. So, yeah.
I like my theory better. It's the world messing with those with children. Because then if the sun's coming up, then the kids are getting up because they're seeing the sun. And then they're like, woohoo, entertain me. Let's play. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And it's like nothing. Netflix again. At least that's how I treated Heaven whenever we had her over Christmas. She was so excited to come stay with me. And I was like, girl, I am tired. So overall, great party, great time. We went to an after party at Kelly's house, which was a lot of fun.
I almost jumped in the pool with my dress on. But then I was like, I'm not going to be the first one. So
you
I didn't
say that.
I
you didn't
have.
Say anything until we got back in the Uber. And then you were like, I would have jumped in the pool. And I'm like, well, I would have jumped in the pool too. Because I'm a follower. Like, I never once thought maybe I should jump in the pool. But once you said.
I wanted to. But I was like, I'm not going to be first. And I was hoping someone else would. At least Justin would, right?
Justin was being so sweet. Part-time Justin from Shut Up Podcast. He was bringing everybody water. It was such a great time.
Yeah, he's
very thoughtful.
Sweetie.
Yeah. Very thoughtful and not judgmental, like our friend Cammy. Just kidding. Okay. So, what we wanted to talk about today.
It's graduation season.
It is. And I went to Party City the other day to pick up some decor for Kelly. And I walked in and that place was so busy. And I wasn't expecting it. It was a Thursday. And like, why are there people? I don't know what's going on. And so I finally get up to the front and I was like, man, this is like unexpectedly busy for y'all, right? And she's like, no, it's graduation season. And I was like, oh, I forget about that kind of stuff because I'm so far removed from it. I'm one and done. I went to Rihanna's graduation in Warner Robins, Georgia last year. And I'm sorry for you, rest of the kids. There's three more of those children that are going to graduate. Auntie Lacey's not coming.
You're not going to do
Mm-mm.
You have a favorite then.
Well, you can come visit me during the summer like Rihanna's going to do. But as far as flying out to Georgia to go sit at a graduation, we had to stand outside in the heat.
Ooh.
Just to watch Rihanna walk across this. Like, no, I have to watch all these other people walk across the stage just for you to walk across the stage and me clap. Mm-mm, I'm good. I'll send money.
Graduations are so boring. When I had my graduation and I didn't invite people, I was doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit there for hours listening to 500 plus mm-hmm. names be read.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
But
don't
send me
be
money.
Offended. Don't be offended.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
I got so much money for graduation whenever I graduated. I really did because I lived with my grandparents and old school tradition, you help out all their kids. Well, now they have grandkids. And so I had my grandparents' friends, I had my friends, I had my parents' friends, and a different kind of situation that people were wanting to help me out more than normal. So I got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Whenever I graduated.
What did you do with that money?
I got a tattoo and a car. I sure did. They thought that I was going to be paying for my college. Nah. Uh-uh. I did go to college. I just didn't pay for it. So at that time. Anyway, I know that I'm your favorite person.
Yeah.
Quote.
I love you.
Another one of your favorite people, though, Jennifer Garner.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Her speech.
Yes.
Oh, no. You know about it. Never mind.
You do it.
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
But I kind of grabbed, she was an inspiration.
Should I not do her speech then?
No, you can.
Okay, I was just going to hit some high notes. So she did the commencement speech at Denison University in Ohio. That's where she graduated in 94. And she had some tips for graduates. Don't walk down the Grand Canyon to see what it looks like from the bottom. It's great from the top. You should do that. But when you get to the bottom, it's just a big hill. Damn it. And it's a pain in the ass to climb back up. Don't smoke and don't vape. We know vaping smells like maple syrup or pineapple or cotton candy, whatever it is. But now that you're going to be adulting, it's not cute. Just don't do it. Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s.
Love that one. I love Jennifer. I love her.
When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox?
I really like that one, too.
Oh, you are all in on this.
Yeah.
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 My parents have always said that about me. Whenever you see the little kids and everybody's a princess and then you have like one giraffe in there, I'd be a princess giraffe. Like there's nothing wrong with being a princess. But yeah. I used to do scary whenever people did cute. Mixed signals are not mixed signals. They're a no. Impose self-discipline around three things. Have a book on your bedside at all times and read it, obviously. Be in charge of your consumption of social media and foster a sense of humor about yourselves because otherwise you run the risk of being boring. If you're a woman, the stage has been set. The world is yours to grab. Go out and get it, girl. Finally, stay close to your friends from college. You've just spent 4 years hanging out with them. That history is invaluable. Work friends, you talk to them about work. Lovers, you talk to them about love and dinner reservations. But friends from college, you can talk to them about everything and you can do nothing with them and still be happy. My friends from Denison mean the world to me, have gotten me through everything possible. And without them, I wouldn't know any Republicans. That's what she said.
I didn't get all of it. I just heard the highlights that she put on Instagram. And I just, now mine's not going to be special.
Aww.
She was my inspiration for life and everything. She's my favorite person.
Well, she was my inspiration behind it.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to do this was because I saw Jennifer and I was like, man, that's funny. Now, I can't guarantee who's going to go first.
I can if you want. Is it because you want me to go first? Because I might not do it.
Well, I know that you and I both felt the same before we walked in here.
Yeah, you know, I've done better. It's cool. I've done better. I went to a graduation party this weekend, and I was trying to think of a creative gift and found something inspiring. I don't know if you've seen those candy bar posters. It's like a message, but you insert the candy bar as the word. Have you seen those?
No, but I can picture what you're saying.
Okay, I'll give you a little example. Look at you, Smarty, the candy, pants. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to Snickers, the candy, that you are a dum-dum. You've reached the payday of graduation. You are one hot tamale. Whatever. You can go on and on and on and on. Okay,
yeah.
So this is the idea that I wanted. I was like, it'd be so cool if I knew how to do production and wasn't completely worthless. If I did something like that, but I did like inserted of song lyrics as like say something and be like, you are the wind beneath my wings. Or like something like, every little thing is gonna be all right. Like throughout the entire speech, but then I was like, I can't produce things.
I love it.
I totally scratched that, and now I just have something kind of boring.
It's okay. Do you want bet on now or later?
You can put it on now.
Amy, are you ready for your commencement speech? 2019.
Yeah,
are you ready?
Yeah, there's no plagiarism, I promise. Maybe a little. Welcome. 84 years ago, I graduated on this continent, a new woman, dedicated to follow my dreams. But life is multiple choice test, and I may or may not have gotten the right answers. Regardless, here is a helpful list of do's and don'ts. Do pick the best college professors. Rate My Professor is key. You have to go to ratemyprofessor.com. It is so great. You can pick your professor, know if they're good or not. It's awesome. Okay. Don't pick your pimples. Do be considerate of others. It makes things so much easier. And there's karma. Come on. Don't be a yes man. It's okay to say no.
Mm-hmm. Be like Kelly Raspberry.
Do worry about asteroids. One could be headed for us right now. Life is short.
But don't worry about the dishes, unless you absolutely have to.
Do talk to your parents. They are your biggest fan. And don't talk yourself down. Last, don't forget things.
Ooh, just kidding. Do forget things, because I learned something today.
Our brains make us forget things so we don't go insane.
Is that not great? That's fantastic.
Why are you the craziest person I know then?
Don't forget to brush your teeth, though, before you go to bed. That one might be for Jeremy. Sorry. And I hope that this nation of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth.
Or have everlasting life. Amen.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all
Yay!
I got.
Yay! That was fantastic, Amy.
Thank you. Maybe a little long, but thank you.
Thank you, Getty Supercut Dress.
That was really, really good. I'm sorry. I thought I needed to make a change real quick.
No, that's all right.
That was really, really good. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
I don't know how mine's going to be comparatively. I felt like you had some good sound advice in there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
I'm just going to go with it. I was going to preface it, but I'm just going to go.
I thought you were going to say you weren't going to do it. I was getting kind of excited.
You're excited to not hear me anymore?
No. That I'm not the only one that's going to quit. I was like,
Lacey's going to quit. Lacey's going to quit.
Quit.
All right.
I am rooting for you, though.
To the class of 2019, or if anyone else is playing catch up on old episodes, or if Josh ever decides to tune back in again, class of 2020 or 2021, follow your dreams, but remember,
dreams aren't for everybody.
Dreams aren't for everybody. People say, find a job that you'll love and you'll never work a day in your life. I say, find a job that pays well, so at least you can drown your sorrows in your fortune. Work sucks no matter what profession you choose, so choose wisely. Think twice about any and every tattoo. What looks cute now might look like a highlighter tramp stamp or a prison tat later. Plan B is not covered by insurance and birth control is much cheaper. What? Plus, make him wonder. Don't just give it up easily. Don't put off what you can do today. Travel the world while you can. Study abroad. One day, you might be tied down to a family and a job or a mom that guilt trips you for missing every Thanksgiving, so do it while you're able to. But family is important. Not so important that you should have kids or puppies just to make your mom happy, but still really important. Call your grandparents, hug your grandma for me, and ask your family questions about their lives. They won't be here forever because everyone dies. But in the meantime, make memories and make money. And make investments that will guarantee fat returns. And make sure to tell everybody, and you know, in your new adult jobs, to subscribe, rate, and review the best podcast in the world, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Now, just like that rich man at Morehouse College did recently, I would love to wipe out the entire student's loans. But radio doesn't pay that kind of money. I'm rich in vanity, but not in value. That's why you should pick a great paying career. And now, much like this podcast, I don't know how to end this speech, so I ripped this straight off the internet. So, class of 2013, since we are the future and we did graduate, I'm just going to leave you with this quote from The Lion King. Oh yes, the past can hurt, but the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. And now I can't wait to see you all in 10 years at the reunion, because let's be real, this is the last time we will all be together in the same room. This is not, and I'll see you later, this is a goodbye and good riddance.
That was way better than mine. And we both ripped, so I don't feel as bad. Way to go.
Yeah. Like, how am I supposed to end this thing?
I thought about doing, like, the Big Al thing, and that's the end. Man, you had so many good things in yours.
Oh, I just went from my own life experiences. Oh,
I should have done that. I thought about, like, talking about how, yeah, don't do the things I did, but whatever.
I think y'all know.
I don't know. I was going to say they graduated college earlier than you because you had 11, babies. And
11
then,
years.
But there's no telling whenever people graduate college. That's just me assuming that they did the right thing.
Well, my mom was 50 when she graduated. And I love the posters. I mean, I even had, I don't know. No, never mind. My family didn't do anything for me. But it would have been nice if they had posted one marriage, 11 years, and two kids later, she finally graduated or whatever.
Which is really sweet. And I'm poking fun at you. But
oh, sure. No, it's, yeah.
I did not graduate college. So it's okay. So kudos to those who follow through.
Yeah.
I saw no end in sight and I said, I don't need you. and now I'm like, man, if only I had a degree, really wouldn't matter here. But so yay on those speeches.
We did great. You better than me. But congratulations to all the graduates.
Very exciting. Very exciting and sometimes scary times to be out in the world. I know we had an intern a semester or two ago who was so stressed out. She had no idea what she was going to do. And she's getting ready to graduate college and she didn't have a job lined up yet. And she was like having personal meetings with her professor a lot. Just like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And she was so freaked out. And I absolutely loved her. Would have loved if she would have been able to work here. But that just wasn't the way that it worked out. And she stressed out. Left here, got a full-time job at a TV station right up there. So, I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
You think that you don't have everything figured out, and you don't. But there's good things coming.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, and you got all summer. Don't worry about it now. I mean, and this may be a made-up statistic because my husband told me, and I don't know if I trust him 100%, but he did say the average person who moves out of their parents' house is like 40-something now. So, I mean... You're
okay,
good.
That is a made-up statistic. I don't think people are averaging and moving out at 40.
That's what I heard. I'm not trying to start a rumor or anything, but that's just what I heard.
They are getting older and not moving out quite as early, but no. How old were you whenever you moved out for the first time?
The first time I was 18, but I mean, I kept coming back.
I moved out at 18. I pretty much stayed gone. There was, I know, one more time that I moved in with my parents. But that was in, I mean, I had to. Now, with that being said, my parents still bailed me out a couple times. My electricity would be ready to get cut off. And I'm like, Mom, will you please pay my electricity? And then she would, and I'd promise I'd pay her back, and then I wouldn't. And my grandma would send me money. So, I mean, it's not like I was just well set off on my own. But pretty much on my own since 18.
I was too. I mean, I came back with Morgan when she was one. I was like 20 and then left and then came back recently, like in the last 7 years I had and lived there for like 6 months for the summer while we were remodeling our house. So thanks, Mom. Thanks for the free rent.
Yeah, but it happens. So good luck and congratulations to everybody. I want to... tell you some funny news because I'm super immature.
I can't wait.
Who's my favorite artist?
Oh, man.
One of them.
I hate
just name
quizzes.
One.
Taylor Swift.
Name another one.
Slipknot.
What's his name?
Corey Taylor.
Okay, so my dude, Corey Taylor. He's getting ready. He's lead singer of Slipknot, also Stone Sour. Love him. Absolutely love him. He's great. If you like music that you can't really understand.
What did he do?
I understand it. My friend has quizzed me before at the pool. She loves Stone Sour, does not like Slipknot. And she's like, but what are they even saying? And just like with the blah, 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 I had to go through the verse. But I was like, no, it's blood, blood, blood. So, I mean, I know it I can repeat it with them.
I have no judgment. It's fine. It's not their music. I don't understand most lyrics to anything. If you sing it, I don't know what you're saying.
That's
sorry.
True. Yeah.
That's what
but my boy, Corey Taylor, he was performing and rehearsing so hard for this upcoming tour that he blew out his left testicle.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He tweeted, working on my high notes this morning, effed around and blew out my left testicle.
No.
Careful on reentry, kids. # kiss of death. # piss and blood.
No.
Yeah.
That's possible?
I guess.
Get out of here.
You didn't injure yourself earlier singing the cheese song, did you?
No, I did not.
That's good.
Also, I have no testicles.
Well, I realize that, but I'm just saying in any sort of injuries, did you blow out an ovary or anything?
No.
I've
popped my ears before singing
too loud. I popped your ears.
You did, scaring me. You have. But exploding something inside of your body?
Yeah.
I've gotten a scratchy voice for singing too loud.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's doing fine, though. His fiance said that she tweeted, like, he good.
He's done having kids, I hope.
I don't know.
Drops chances 50%. Golly.
You know, it's even cheaper than Plan B. Blowing out a testicle, I guess. Okay. And one quick update. We've invested again.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Darn it. Man, we're so funny, though.
I think we're funny.
We're so funny. And I guess nobody else does.
Yeah. So we left our little pee jug, fake pee jug. We were making fun of Vita Coco, who had tweeted out a picture of their intern, social media intern, holding a jug of pee. So we acted like we peed in the jug and put Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips logo on it and hid it in White Cheddar's room.
And I think we would have gotten away with it a lot longer, but silly Robert had to like work here all night long and spent way too much time in his office and then noticed it.
Yeah, so he spent the last week up here and then noticed the pee jug and got rid of it. And he at least did acknowledge it this time because he came in and was like, what do you think tastes worse, this or that jug you left on my desk? And it's like, why can't you play? Why can't you admit that we're funny?
We can't tell him how to play, though. Maybe that's how he's playing. Maybe we have to play his game.
What is his game?
I don't know.
Stop talking. So
if you have any more game ideas that we can play on her,
any more ways we can torture our coworkers because they think that we're hilarious, please let us know. Also, thank you for all the love and support that we have been getting on the socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Amy, we have somebody who is concerned about your pits.
My pits?
Mm-hmm.
My armpits?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with my armpits?
So, well, nothing's wrong with them, but you're worried about wearing deodorant and stuff. We had somebody reach out.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm on the non-aluminum. I found some. What was their tip?
So, I'm sorry. I don't know her name, but it's all about the trout.
Okay.
And she said that there's this armpit detox on Instagram. It's called keto_Oki. And she has a story about her account labeled armpit detox. Check it out. And I think you'll find it interesting.
I will check it out.
But she said, as soon as she saw this, she thought of you immediately. And I said, I can't wait to share this with Amy. Also, thank you for thinking of her pits.
So, I will absolutely check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of fun hearing and conversing and laughing and sharing with y'all. So please keep that up. Hit us up anytime on the socials. Again, at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
Yes, and be sure to subscribe to, you can listen to us on iTunes or Google Podcasts, Spotify. Give us a rating. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, give us a rating, review. That makes us look really good and official. If you could do that, we would really appreciate it. And in the meantime, happy graduation, everybody.
Yes.
Happy celebrating. Happy summer.
Yeah, do something crazy.
It's going to be a fun summer. I have nothing planned yet, but I'm just excited. I've already had so many people tell me that, oh, I'm so dark. Cammy said it as soon as she was walking out today. Have you been tanning? I'm like, no, girl, this is just summer me. This is why winter me is so white and skinny, because I'm shedding all my skin.
You know what? You should ask Cappy if, like, where's the sun in the winter? Because I only tan in the summer.
Also, if anybody has a good question for me to ask Cappy, please let me know, because I now will be texting a Cappy anytime I need it. But in the meantime, thanks for listening. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Forget about college. Gamble your life in the dangerous and shady world of rock and roll.